This week's Torah has been sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael and Moreno HaRabbi Chizkel Shraga Halberstam. Sponsored by his children, family Gross, family Halberstam, family Gestetner. Wishing all Klal Yisrael Ksivich Fasim HaTorah. Hey Tishri, 14th of September, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, Shabbat Shuvah.
Shabbat Shuvah, I think we need to do anything to prepare my Shabbat Shuvah drasha. Be able to practice on a real crowd. Shabbat Shuvah is probably appropriate to talk about Shuvah, but it's difficult to talk about Shuvah because me to talk about Shuvah to you, I should probably start with talking to myself. But I know that talking to myself, that one of the easiest ways to do Shuvah, I'm not going to pretend this is the avoider of Shabbat Shuvah necessarily, of but one of the easiest ways to do Shuvah is when you learn about a subject that needs Shuvah. Shuvah, say the Lashon of the Igeres HaTshuva, the Balatanian Igeres HaTshuva writes, Mitzvah Shuvah min HaTorah yaziva sachet milvad. The Mitzvah of Shuvah min HaTorah is simply, the ikur of the Shuvah is the aziva sachet, is stopping to do the Avera, the Kabbalah al Haba. So the Ikur Tshuva is Kabbalah Lahaba. So maybe I thought I'd choose a subject, simply learn about the subject. When you learn about something, you learn the details of Halachas and the Lomdas. So nobody wants to be a Loimed Shalom and Aslasis. Nobody wants to learn about something without the intention to do so. So automatically, when you learn about the details of something, so it's a kind of encouragement and a kind of, it's one of the easiest ways to encourage oneself to fix any particular inyan. So I've chosen something which is something that we can always do tshuva on, I think, it's fair to say, it's most people, certainly myself. So I've chosen the subject and we'll discuss it, la halacha, and Bez Hashem, if we have a little bit of time at the end, we'll add a word about tshuva as well. The subject I want to discuss is about pronouncing the words of davening properly. Something that, I think it's fair to say, generally speaking, can always do with improvement, can always do with working on. And the truth is like this. I thought that it's a subject which is particularly massive, particularly fit to speak about in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, because there's a halacha about the davening of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, which I understood to be that although generally the whole year obviously you have to say the words of davening properly, but it's particularly true about Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That's the way I understood the halacha. The halacha is, I'll say what it is, it's brought in the poskim, that we all know there's in davening in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there's different shinoyim, say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, and then we have the different inserts from the Goyinim, Zochrein HaLechaim. So the halacha is, it's brought in the poskim, that you shouldn't say Zochrein HaLechaim, rather you should say Zochrein HaLechaim. You say Lechaim. Why? So the way I always understood the halacha, which is incorrect, as I'll explain in a moment, the way I understood it was that Zochreinu Lachayim, this is what it says, you can say it could sound like Loichayim, Zochreinu Loichayim, which is obviously not what we want to say. You should remember us as the opposite of life, obviously that's not what we want to say. So therefore, in order to play safe, you should say Zochreinu Lachayim. And the poskim ask, it's Bach and Amagan Avraham, they ask, well, all year round in Hashkiveinu, so I don't know what the different neshoi. Some people say lechaim all year round. I don't know, but in the poskim we say hashkaveinu habavadeinu makeinu lachaim. That's what. So how come we say lachaim? So they say because aseret yemei tshuva. Yeah, this is the way I always understood it. You have to be particularly careful about the way you daven. Every word has to be pronounced properly. So the way I always understood that halacha is that although obviously it's always correct to daven properly, but there's a special emphasis on aseret yemei tshuva to say all the words correctly, pronounce them correctly, and therefore this subject is very massive for that aseret yemei tshuva. However, when I looked at the halacha again, for the sake of this shir, I saw that I have it wrong. That's not the pshat in the halacha. It's not that you have to say the words carefully. Rather, the pshat is a little different, as I will demonstrate in a moment. And the reason, probably, that that's not the correct pshat is because there's no such thing as that in Aseret Yemei Tshuva you have to say the words carefully, because all year round you have to say the words carefully. It's not that all year round you can be a little lax in the way you say the words, and it says to me, tshuva, you're supposed to say them properly. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to begin with discussing this din of Zecharenu L'chaim, discuss it briefly, and then we'll move on, though, to discuss, generally speaking, about the correct way to say the words in... about the importance of saying the words correctly, what are the din of Chetchila, Kriya Shema, Shemin Esra, and also, as the Shema, I'll try and discuss a little bit, what are the din of B'di'evet. If we didn't say the word correctly, when does it render the Kriya Shema invalid? When does it render the Tefillah invalid? The Zimra, which I think is certainly for me, when I saw it the first time in the Rishonim, it was surprising. But so we'll begin with this din of Zochein L'chaim. It begins that the Torah brings the Goyim instituted to say the Zochein L'chaim, and he says all sorts of fascinating reasons, and it has 11 words, connected 11 words of a pasuk, and 68 oisias, connected all sorts of things. And then the Torah says that the Merami Rotenberg would say that you have to say Zochreinu L'chaim and not L'chaim. And based on the Gemara in Nedarim, Mishnah in Nedarim, the Mishnah in Nedarim says that if somebody says L'chulin, Shoyich L'cho. If Reuben says to Shimon, your food is L'chulin. What does L'chulin mean? It's chulin. It's like chulin. So it's a neder. He's not allowed to eat Shimon's food anymore. Because lachulin, the Gemara explains, is like loichulin. It's not chulin, rather a korban. So there's a Mishnah that says that lachulin, if you say lachulin, when you make a neder, you say lachulin, it's as if you said loichulin. So based on that, says the Meram Rotenberg, you shouldn't say lachayim, because lachayim has a meaning which is loichayim.
Rabbi, can you ask you, why would you say that? Is there any other time when you say lach instead of
lach? Okay, so the correct diktuk is lachaim. That's what, yeah. The correct diktuk, because it's the beginning of a word, if it's anything but aleph acha or base, so then it would be with a patach. Although we say it's something but it's because with a base, but because with a lamed, it should be lachaim. The correct diktuk should be lachaim. Says the Rabbi Rutenberg, we changed the correct diktuk in order to, it shouldn't sound like, no, it shouldn't sound like, in order it shouldn't have a meaning of loichai. And the Forashim asks different questions. The Bach says that the Ram Rotenberg is the Shitosei. The Ram Rotenberg also says that in Da'i Benching, the second brocha, you shouldn't, in Kuf Pei Zayin, you shouldn't say Noide Lecha, rather Noide Chor. Because Noide Lecha could have a different meaning.
Okay.
That in benching, the Meram Rotenberg holds you shouldn't say Noid Elecha, although that would be the correct way to say it, and that's the way we say it. Rather, you should say Noidcha as one word, in order that we shouldn't understand it as Noida will praise to the Eivishter someone else. So the Bach says that the Meram Rotenberg is a Shitose, but he asks a question that it seems that the Nusach in Tefillah was in Ashkeveinu, was Hamideinu Malkeinu Lachaim. So how come in Ashkeveinu we're not careful? So he says, a very interesting answer, he says, in Aseres Mei Tshuva, it's Yemei Din. And the Sotlan is standing and listening carefully to how you're davening. And if you say it in a way that has a meaning, a negative meaning, the Sotlan is going to go to Hashem and say, Pivich Shilcha, your mouth said it, that you're Loichayim, and that's what you deserve. In other words, the Bach, it looks like what he's saying is that... you're going to be judged lefi ma'isof. In other words, we want to be judged lefnei mishur asadin, not the way we act, rather lefnei mishur asadin. But if lefi ma'isof you don't deserve chayim, one doesn't deserve chayim, so the Satan's going to come and say lefi ma'isof you don't deserve chayim, and that's what you said. You said loichayim. You said lachayim, which could mean loichayim. So therefore, it can have negative results. That's a seretz mitzvah. The rest of the year, we're not particular. The rest of the year, after Kavanas Aleiv, Hilin, Advarin, the main thing, Lachayim can also mean, Hamidenu, Makenu, Lachayim, could also mean to life. It doesn't have to mean Lachayim, it could also mean Lachayim. It could also mean to life. So therefore, the rest of the year, we're not particular, and a seretz mitzvah, we are particular. In other words, the pshat of this din is not that we have to pronounce the words properly, on the contrary. It's not a din telling us how careful we have to be in saying the words. On the contrary, we're probably changing a word from the correct pronunciation. The pshat of this din is a different one. How careful we have to be in a service of mitzvah to speak positively, not to say something negative, it's a totally different meaning. It's not a din in davening that the word should be said carefully. Rather, we shouldn't say a word, even if that would be the correct way to say it, we shouldn't say a word that could have
a meaning, a negative meaning, and then and that could have negative results. So the lesson we have to take from this, lechayim, zavenu lechayim, rather than the exact pronunciation of davening, is more how careful we have to be with our words. The Matzah Shekel and the Prima Godin point out that lechoira in hashkivenu, during the Aseret Mitzvah, you should have to say lechayim. Yeah? I thought perhaps that's the reason that the Nusach is lechayim in order not to make a distinction between Aseret Mitzvah and the rest of the year, because again, in Aseret Mitzvah you have to be careful, and therefore you have to say lechayim also in hashkivenu. So maybe that's why I think in most Sidurim, maybe in all Sidurim, I don't know, it's lechayim.
Was it the same for Lasholim? Lasholim? Vamidein Malkeinu?
Perhaps, I don't know. I didn't see a mention, but I don't know. That's what triggered me to discuss this subject in Aseret Mitzvah. But the subject that it leads us to is something else, which is appropriate because it's an inyan which we can always do tshuva, the inyan of being careful in how we say the words in davening. And I'll just go through the sugya briefly in the short time we have.
May I say that one of the recent Latter-day Poskim, the Gedolei Poskim, I don't remember if it's the Chazon Ish or the Bris Gerov, said that if you say the Ohav Tov, rather than the Ohav Tov, the former has a completely different meaning. He said, if you say the Ohav Tov, you're not Yetzer Krishna.
Oh, so we'll discuss that question. But it begins, let's begin the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brochus and Taft Ezvov on the base. We'll discuss exactly that, Bez Hashem. The Gemara in Brochus, Tori Ravadia Kameh Rova. Ravadia taught a Brisa in front of Rova. That the Pasuk says ulimadatom, and we learn from that word shehedi mudchatam shitin revach bein advekim. That when you say Kriya Shema, you have to leave space between the dvekim, between the words that are attached. Between the when one word finishes and the same letter, the next word begins, you have to pause in between. Oni Rava basreis, Rava answered kagoyin, and he gave examples. B'chol levavcho, b'chol levavchem, al levavcho, al levavchem. And also the esef besodcho, bavadatem mehira and a kon of psil. So Rava went and gave a whole list of examples that we have in Kriya Shema where you have to pause in between two different words. That's so limadatom. So that's the din by Kriya Shema. The Gemara goes on. Omrim Chama Barab Chanina, that if somebody is kind of medakta the Kriya Shema, Tzalin lo yas Gehenim. If one's medakta Kriya Shema, Gehenim gets cooled down for you. That's the Gemara. That one has to be particular when one says the words in Kriya Shema. It always bothered me a little bit. Esev besodcho, the Esev is with a vase, and besodcho is with a base, so it shouldn't roll one to the other. And similarly, a kon of psil. I saw that the Eshel Avrom, the Buchacha Rov, discusses it. He says in the Svardisha Havora, it somehow rolls better from one to the other. Don't know exactly what he means. Either way, that's the Gemara, you have to be careful. Tosfos adds some other examples. He brings from the Rif, that v'choro af, you have to say it with a pause, not it shouldn't sound like v'choro af. And similarly, whenever you have a word that ends with a mem, the next word begins with an aleph, you have to make a pause. Each letter should be heard. Tosfos finishes with a final example that people are familiar with, the leman tizkuru, you have to say it carefully, it shouldn't sound like tizkuru. We should remember the mitzvah, it shouldn't sound like we're doing the mitzvah for schar. They say a story, there was somebody sitting in shul, and saying Shema, and he was spending a particularly long time on leman tizkuru. Once, again, and he wasn't satisfied. Leman tiz, and he kept feeling that it's tizkuru, and he said it again and again, and it took a couple of minutes. And the fellow next to him, after davening, said, I'm aware there's a halacha that you have to be careful with leman tizkuru, but don't you think that perhaps you were taking it a bit too seriously? He said, so to which he responded, can you imagine how much schar I'm going to get for all of that?
Very good.
So you have these different, one has to be careful in Kriya Shema. That's in Kriya Shema. What about in Tefillah? This is a Chachila, maybe start with this. That's a Chachila. A Chachila, you have to say the words properly. What about B'dievet? So the Mishnah discusses B'dievet. Korav le'dikdik v'yishiseo. If you read Shema and you weren't medayik in the Oisius, you didn't read them properly, which means you didn't put these pauses in place. You weren't reading Revach Meinat Veikim. You read it like, what should I say? We all know the din. Some people are careful every day, and some people sometimes by Al Levavchem, possibly the Al rolls into Levavchem. Yeah, it happens. So are you Yotzer? So that the Mishnah discusses. Korav le'dikdik v'yishiseo. Rabbi Huda says you're not Yotzer Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yossi says you are Yotzer. And the Gemara Paskins like Rabbi Yossi that b'di'evad you're Yotzer. So b'di'evad you're Yotzer. If you weren't adapted, if you didn't say pronounce each word properly, however, you have to pronounce the words properly. That is all by Kriya Shema. What about by Tefillah, other parts of davening? So interestingly, there's halacha in the Mechaber, in Simas HaMechalef, Sifchot Beis, after he goes through all the different Zehirusim, all the different words you have to be careful about. He says, the Mechaber is quoting Rabbeinu Yoina and Sefer Yira that says, it's not just with Kriya Shema, Huadim B'Tfilah, or B'Psukah D'Zimra, exactly the same dinim. You have to be careful with each word. Many of the poets have written examples, but L'Chatchila, the Chiyav is also in Tfilah, in Shemini Esrei. You might think that that the Ikar is the Kavanah, which is possibly true, but you might think that it's not so important how the word is pronounced. L'Chatchila in Shemini Esrei or in P'sukah D'Zimra, also each word has to be pronounced properly. And the Ramah goes on and quotes from the Radak, that Hu Adin, when you're reading Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, also each word has to be pronounced properly. Now the Radak goes on, and this is brought in the Poskim, it's brought in the Levush, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bi'ur HaGra brings it, it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah, to say that if it's true also about Tefillah, and also about Sukkot Zimra, and in the Radak's words, even about Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, so why does the Gemara say it specifically about Kriya Shema? Now, I would have thought, because Kriya Shema is more important, Kriya Shema is the Raisa, and the Radak in one answer says that because Yeshua Yichud Hashem, it's Yachud Hashem's name, it's more important. But in the second answer, the Radak says, and this is brought Lalocha in all of the above mentioned Poiskim, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, this is brought as the only answer. This is the only answer that the reason that they said Kriya Shema, this just fascinates me, is because it's talking to Amei Aretz. They don't do davening every day. Talmid Chachamim that daven every day, and they do Pesukah D'Zimra, and they do everything, so of course they don't need to tell them to be careful to say all the words. The Amei Aretz, they don't, they're talking about kinds of Amei Aretz, they don't do davening, they don't do Pesukah D'Zimra, they just do the Deraisa, they just do Kriya Shema every day. That's all they're doing. So therefore, for them, we have to tell them, listen, you have to be lit in Revach Benat Vekin. You have to be careful how you say the words. Yeah? In other words, from the question and from the answer, you see the extent that there's no difference between the halachas of Kriya Shema and the halachas of Tefillah of Pesukah D'Zimra. They didn't answer it's more important than Kriya Shema. It's exactly the same. It's just that Amei Aretz, they have to be told. So therefore we say it about Kriya Shema with examples. But the same thing applies to Tefillah and the same thing applies to Pesukah D'Zimra. Which for me was a tremendous surprise when I saw this din. That the extent that one has to be careful.
Then Birchas HaMozon should also be like Kriya Shema. It's also the Raisa.
Yeah. Right, he doesn't say it's the Raisa. He said you're saying because the Amorites do Birchas HaMozon. I would guess that in the olden days the Amorites you did Zimun, you eat somebody else Birchas HaMozon. That's the Gemara, they have all different cases. Echad Pur of Echad, the thing that you can be moitzi something Birchas HaMozon. Whereas Kriya Shema, they also did Perish Shema. Kriya Shema is a bit more complicated. But maybe that's the Pshat, they listen to somebody else for Birchas HaMozon. Yeah. It's clear from the Gemara in Trei Shachlu that the Amorites didn't know Birchas HaMozon. The Gemara talks about you have different people, can one person do each bracha, because each one knew one bracha, each one practiced one bracha in order to be able to know that particular bracha, and for many other Gemaras it seems that Birchas HaMozon they weren't able to say themselves. So how they deal with that when they were eating themselves, so that's a question, but perhaps that explains. Yeah, that's all a chatchila. What about B'di'evet? What about B'di'evet? So I've said, if you're not medakdim with yourself, that's clear that you're still yotze B'di'evet. However, what about if there's a proper mistake? What about if there's a proper mistake? And what mistake renders Kriya Shema that you're not Yoitza? So we're doing it so long, so I'll try and do this briefly. But I'll begin with the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simon Samach Dalet, where it discusses if you make a mistake in Kriya Shema, what the din is. So the din is, if you make a mistake in Kriya Shema, everyone knows, you have to go back to the... So let me point out this. In the Diyevet, there's a big difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. A mistake in Kriya Shema and a mistake in Tefillah will work very different when it comes to the Diyevet if I made a mistake. In Simas Samach Dalet, where it discusses you make a mistake, so based on the Gemara, Yachsan Mochim Shatol. You've got to go back. So what's called a mistake? So over there, the Shulchan Aruch Rav has a sugraim, a bracket, where he writes, that afilu dilek teva achas, even if you missed one word in Kriya Shema, and the makor for that is a Tosfos and the Rosh, on the Gemara that says you make a mistake, Tosfos gives an example. For example, you miss a word. So you miss a word, that's a mistake. Afilu ois achas, even if you missed one letter, and with that, the truth is, it's the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Kriya Shema brings the Rabbeinu Manoach that says so clearly that if you miss a Teva Achas or Ois Achas, you miss out one letter. And then he adds, Afilu Shina Nekuda Achas. Even if you change one of the Nekudas, Aldera Shiswar Simukup on base, like Hilchos Kriya Shema, if you change one of the Nekudas in a way that it changes the meaning, so also the din would be that you're not Yoitza even but the Eved and you have to go back. That's what the din seems to be. Where's this the Makor for Nekuda Achas? So, I'm not sure. But I think perhaps it's in the Tosfos. in the beginning of Peiruk Hayakira, the Gemara says, if you're reading Shema Yakira Shema, and the time of Kriya Shema came, Im Kivin Libo, if you had Kavona, you Yoitza. So the Gemara asks, does that mean that Mitzvah Tzrich is Kavona? Does that mean when you read Shema you have to have Kavona? Because it says if you have Kavona, then you Yoitza. Which seems to imply that Mitzvah Tzrich is Kavona, which is a problem because it's a machloikus of Amaroya. So we don't want a Mishnah siding with one side. So the Gemara says, no, my Kivin Libo, Kivin Libo Likrois. What's it? Likrois Akakari, Bekari Lagia. The Gemara answers that Kivin Libo means that you're reading Shema and you're not being Magia Shema. You're not just looking over Shema and saying Tahira in order to fix the words. What exactly is the Pshat over here? So Rashi is one Pshat, and Tosfos says the Kashas on Rashi. And Tosfos says the Pshat is as follows, that if you're having in Kivin Libo, if you're reading Lagia, if you're reading it Lagia to fix the words, so then you're checking to make sure that no Vovs are missing, the Chseiros and the Chseiros are right, and therefore you'll pronounce the word slightly wrong. Like the Tosfos, you're not going to pronounce it the Tosfos, you're going to pronounce it the Tosfos, or you're going to pronounce it slightly different in order to make sure that you're reading it correct, you, in order to make sure you notice if the Vov is there or the Vov is not there. And that's the Pshat of the Gemara, that Karolagia, which are not Yoitza. So, the truth is, I first realized this din, that a mistake in a Kudah might render the entire Kriya Shema no good, when I saw this Tosfos. I said, oh, a minute, when I saw the Tosfos the first time, I remember thinking, Karolagia, you're not Medaganoises. What does Tosfos mean that you read it a bit wrong? You're not Yoitza. But it seems that that's the Karol Adikta Beis Yisrael is only the deep looking noises. If you said Al Lavocha quickly, so there you said Al and you said Lavocha. It's just there's no two lambas because it's being used together. But there's nothing missing. But if you change a nikud, at least in a way that it changes the pshat, so then it seems from Tosfos you're not Yoitza. The Prima Godin says a very interesting svara. He says that the Gemara says that only in order to explain that mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavanah. But since we pass the mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavanah, so we could now learn the Pshat in the Mishnah, not like the Gemara learned it, that it's Lafuke Korolagia, we can learn Pshat in the Mishnah simply. That the Mishnah means, Imkim and Ibbifiyat Kavanah Yotza, because we all pass the mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavanah. So that takes away a little bit the raya from the Tosfos. He's Mesupah, whether which way to go. Either way, the halacha and similarly, the halacha of the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Simas Mokdalad is a change in one word, or one letter, or one oitz that changes the meaning, renders the entire Kriya Shema invalid. Which is a frightening thought, it means you have to read Kriya Shema carefully. Similarly, the Mishnah Brura on Simon Samach Beis, where the Mechaber says, Korav lo yidikta beit shiseo yu yaitza, if you read the words, and you didn't read them properly, yu yaitza, says the Mishnah Brura, it doesn't mean that you didn't read the words properly, that you really didn't read them properly. It means lo dictate you didn't do revach ben advekim, you didn't leave the spaces, you didn't pause correctly. Then you yotze b'dievet. But if you read a word wrongly, it seems to be going the same approach. If you read it wrongly, then you're also not yotze even b'dievet. So you know, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, and somebody makes a mistake, so the oiler makes sure to correct, because if it's a mistake that changes the meaning, you're not yotze Kriyas HaTorah. But the same mind we have to put to every day when we say Kriya Shema, to make sure the mistake in the words can render the entire Kriya Shema invalid. When it comes to Tefillah, over here the dinim are a little bit different, and here we'll tie it back to Aseres Mechuvah. When it comes to Tefillah, there, if you change in a word, isn't going to make the entire Tefillah not a good Tefillah. Rather, we apply the rules of Kol Hamashanim Matbeah Shekavu Chachomim for Brochus, then you're not Yoitza. If you change the Matbeah, the word, the Brocha, the way the Chachomim instituted it, you're not Yoitza. What does that mean? So it begins with a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchus Kriya Shema says if you're Mishanim Matbeah, you're not Yoitza. And in Hilchus Brochus, he seems to say that if you're Mishanim Matbeah, you are Yoitza. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, well, the Kesef Mishnah, and it's brought in the Mogen Avraham, in Hilchus Kriya Shema, the Kesef Mishnah explains that as long as you have, this is where we pass in Halacha, as long as you have the general content of the Brocha, you're Yoitza. In other words, you have to look at the Brocha, what's the important words? Each bracha has the content that's important that has to be said in the bracha. If not, you've missed the bracha. If not, you haven't said the bracha. But if you've said the content, even if you've said it in different words, even if you've changed the word or two, if you've missed out some of the words in the middle of the bracha, there has to be an opening to the bracha, if it's a bracha that opens. There has to be an ending to the bracha. And the ending to the bracha has to be the generally the same toichen as the bracha itself, has to bring out the same point. But if the words have been changed a little bit, so you're still Yoitza. And therefore, if in the middle of davening, a word was missed out, but you're still Yoitza. As long as it's not one of the words that are ma'akov. Just 2 days ago, I heard something in Chazaras Hashatz missing out the word, and then people corrected him and went back. Wasn't sure if he should have or shouldn't have gone back. A word that's missed out, that doesn't change the content of the bracha, you're still Yotzer. And that's why we have the halachas of a Melech HaKadosh and a Melech HaMishpat, which L'choyer the Pshat is, at least according to the Tosafos says so clearly, that the Gemara says that all year round we daven a Kehel HaKadosh, a Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat, and in Aseret Mitzvah we daven a Melech HaKadosh and a Melech HaMishpat. And the Gemara has a discussion, what happens if you said it wrong? Major Machlokes Rishonim here, the 4 ways to learn the Gemara. But what happens if you said it wrong? The way the Tosafos, the way the Rosh and the Rif and the Rambam learn the Gemara, the discussion of the Gemara is what happens if you said it wrong? And the maskon of the Gemara is that you're not Yotzer. So if you change a Melech HaKadosh to a Kehel HaKadosh and a Melech HaMishpat to Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat, the Gemara seems to say that you're not Yotzer. And that's the way the Mechaber Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. What's the Pshat? Why are you not Yotzer? What's this? So the way Tosafos says it, it's Meshelem Metveh Shlova Chachamim. Over here you've changed the entire meaning of the bracha. Because the toichen of the bracha in the Aseres Mechuvah, the bracha that the Anshin Knesset Goyle instituted in the Aseres Mechuvah is HaMelech HaKadosh. And we're trying to say that Eivish is a Melech, Hashem's a Melech. And therefore if you missed that out, you missed out the whole toichen of the bracha. When it comes to Melech Oyev Tzlof HaMishpat, over there really the Ramah is... In Simcha Vilches says that you don't have to go back, and a Maisa Lechoyer one doesn't go back. But again, because over here we're applying different rules. These would be the rules applied to Shemitah Brachos. When a word is missed out, so then when a word is missed out, the Vart of Ramo is when you say Melech. When you say Melech Oyev, you're still saying Melech. So therefore, you don't have to go back. Many of the points say you should still daven over Peres Nadova. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that. Other points do that you should still daven over Peres Nadova. Because you said Melech. What's the discussion over there? There's Machloikus. We're showing you whether the fact that you said Melech counts as HaMelech HaMishpat doesn't. So what's the discussion? The question is, what's the toichen of the bracha? Is saying Melech Oyev Tzedakah HaMishpat bringing out the same toichen as HaMelech HaMishpat? Or is it not? Is that you missed the toichen? You're bringing out something else?
And it says Mishpat.
Yeah, so that's the... You said Melech, you said Mishpat. However, the Taz says that when you say Melech Oyev Tzedakah, the Iker is the Tzedakah. And that's why you say it first, and that's why you're still not Yotzer. So this just demonstrates when it comes to Brachas, the B'di'evet are decided by the Nusah, by the general content of the Bracha, and not by one word, one word. Mestama depends if the Mitzvah is Kriya or the Mitzvah is the Toichon. So I guess that Halal, I don't know for sure, I guess the Halal also one has to say each word. Because the Mitzvah is Kriya, so it was probably similar to Kriya Shema and Kriya Satoira, that every word has to be mentioned. I have just 2 minutes, and I'll finish off with a vort in Drush of Tshuva. I'll say a vort that we know that Tshuva is translated in English as repentance, generally. However, there's a vort we're saying from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he says that repentance and Tshuva are opposites, because repentance means you're regretting your past. In other words, you're going away from the way you were. You're trying to run away from the way you were. Whereas Tshuva really means returning. And I think that Tshuva is returning. So the token of Tshuva is returning to the way you are. And I'll just try and demonstrate it briefly with a story that I once heard. There was a Yid who was a shliach of the Reyatz, Rebbe Reyatz of Lubavitch, in America, the previous Rebbe. And he would send him to different towns in order to encourage Yidden to strengthen the Yiddishkeit. So he came to a certain town and they asked him, what are you doing here? Right? So he had to, so he said, let me answer you the moshel. And he said that in the olden days you had different villages, small Yiddish villages, that weren't big enough in order to be able to hire their own sofa to fix it for Torah, or not only their own sofa. Even when a sefer Torah was cracked or something, obviously you had a village that was nobody there that was able to fix it. So there was somebody who was a traveling sofa. He would go from village to village and fix the sefer Torah and the different things. So he said, it was the Yisrael, he says, as far as Yishish and Ribu Yosef Sotera, every year there's an Oysen Sefer Torah, and sometimes the letters are a little bit cracked, and I'm coming from town to town to help fix the letters, help correct the letters. That was the moshel he gave. When he came back and said it to the Riyatz, he said he doesn't like the moshel. Because we all know there's Oysen Sakhsiva and there's Oysen Sakhkika. There's written letters and engraved letters. The Yidden are Shish and Ribu Yosef Sotera, every year there's a letter in the Sefer Torah, but not Oysen Sakhsiva, it's not a written letter that can get cracked. It's Oysis HaChakika. It's like an engraved letter that can get filled a little bit with dust and you have to clean it off. But cracked it can't become. A little crack can't come. It's never missing. It's just sometimes a little bit covered over. And your job is to uncover it. So that's the word that Tshuva, when we say to do Tshuva, and it's sometimes an encouragement, it's not changing, running away from our past. We are no good and we have to run away to a new future. Rather, Tshuva is uncovering, returning. The word tshuva means to return. Returning to who we really are. We all really avdei Hashem, embodying Hashem. And tshuva is about returning. And we have a gemara simcha tova and return to Shulchan Avinu with a good amitzvah shleima. Good day.